This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill that would give communities a leg up in preserving affordable housing is advancing at the state legislature. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Under the Democratic proposal, communities would have the right of first refusal when a currently affordable apartment building goes on the market. The bill would only apply to buildings that get federal or state assistance to be affordable and have at least 5 units. For the next few years, the bill would also require the owners of many older apartment buildings, not just subsidized ones, to notify their local government before putting the building up for sale, so officials have a chance to make the first offer. The bill's passed the state house, and it's headed next to the state senate. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coloradans are frustrated with XL Energy. The power company preemptively turned off power to thousands of customers ahead of last weekend's high winds. Hosea Rosenberg, owner of Black Belly, a restaurant and butcher in Boulder, says he wasn't notified in advance. He says he heard similar stories during a meeting with other Boulder business owners Monday.
A lot of the businesses, including me, were saying that we didn't get notice. We know we were part of this planned outage because other folks that got their power cut at the exact same moment were told, but not all of us were.
Rosenberg says the restaurant canceled hundreds of reservations over the weekend. Authorities in Mesa County say a deadly apartment fire may have been intentionally set. One person died and the fire destroyed a building in Palisade on Friday. Authorities identified a suspect who was later found dead near Leadville. The cause of the fire is under investigation, though the Mesa County Sheriff's Office says there's no evidence to suggest it was caused by a utilities failure, an explosive device, or a narcotics lab. Neither the victim nor the suspect have yet been publicly identified. The largest teachers' union in the state has a new leader, Kevin Vink. He is the union's current vice president. He has a background as a high school social studies teacher. He's expected to lead the Colorado Education Association's 40,000 members for the next 3 years, starting in July.